I pretend to be insane. After all, I have learned from the best, having worked such a long time in the court of a madman. Here I am, in the hands of these Philistines. So what choice do I have but to act like a lunatic? With my fingernails I scratch at the walls and make marks on the doors of the gate, all the while letting saliva run down my beard. They go on making fun of me, so I figure I might as well join their performance. I break into their midst, hop onto the center of the hearth, and kick its pebbles till they fly out every which way. Then I sing with bold ecstasy at the utmost top of my voice, "David! David! David!" and point my fingers, glaring at everyone around me, and at Achish most of all. And for a grand finale, I roll my eyeballs around in their sockets and let out a terrifying wail, which silences each and every one of them. Alas, it takes the wind out of me, so I fall to the floor, where I start convulsing, with just enough breath to let my lips twitch. They cup their ears, bending over me to listen. One of them manages to guess at my words. I wheeze. "Slaying is tens of thousands, thousands, thousands!" And with spasm again I cry, "David! David! David!" Achish glances at his advisers, and they bow their heads down, some in shame, others in confusion. "Look at that man," he points. "He's insane! He's stark raving mad! Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?" It is then that the four guards close in on me. They take hold of my limbs and carry me, spread-eagle, out of the palace and throw me out into the street, where a large, voluptuous Philistine woman helps me to my feet and dusts off my knees and my shoulders. I smell the salt of the sea on her perfume, which is left in the air even after she has turned from me. Because of a moment of dizziness, I cannot recall her face. The only impression left in me is the curve of her thigh as she has swayed her big hips to walk away. I wish I could speak her language. I wish I could tell her before she disappears completely into the crowd, "I am no Samson, but like him, I find myself desperate, so desperate to touch you. Oh, how glad I would be to make my peace with you, city of Garth. I wish to bury my head in your soft white sands and listen to the breakers rolling in from the sea and never once think of having to come back here one day to conquer you, because your children have humiliated me. My beautiful enemy, my Delilah. But return to you I must. It is in my heart and in my tired, aching limbs, because revenge never stops. It never ceases to spur all of us into spilling each other's blood."